views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod. Women facing down the second half of life, who are you putting first? Have you reached an age where you've seen it all, but still know there's more? Is life part two sneaking up on you? Look inside yourself and buckle up. We're just getting started. Don't settle for being comfortable in your skin. Break free and be radiant, inspired, confident, and abundant. These are your years. Take them and stop apologizing. Attack the second half of life with a purpose. Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod starts now.
Susan!
Hi, Dr. Pat!
Susan, are we ready for a second half?
We are ready for the second half. We're in it, baby.
Listen, very, very cool. I love that what we're talking about today and what we're looking about, the creating a vision. I had an interesting thing I want to share with you to kind of open this up, you know, to talk about why we're talking about vision. Mm-hmm. Once upon a time, and I share this in the last hour, somebody asked me a question about failure, because our tagline, not for your show, for mine, one of our taglines is, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Mm. So here's what I want to ask you about. I have taken a lot of grief in 15 years now from everybody in the New Thought spiritual community that has said to me, you are an imposter for using the word fail, pretty much. And I said, no, I'm not. You know, I'm like, my sister from the Bronx, New York, AOC, who has waiting lines down the corner, where we have to face our lives and what we've been through. So failure is not my enemy. And I want to ask you about this, because every time I have stumbled and I've tripped, first half, second half of my life, probably a third half, I've created a new vision, right? And I want to ask you about this, because in order for me to discover me again, those pivotal points of not achieving something I thought I was going to achieve helps me look at what's in front of me and what's possible. So I want to ask you about this notion today of talking about developing a vision for the life we want for the second half. Why is it so important? And why do so many of us don't do it?
Oh, well, I think we only have an hour, right? I'll try to contain myself.
Sorry.
Look, I don't know exactly what you were referring to about the word fail, because failure is on the way all the time. Oh. And I mean, hello, are we the smartest people in the world? Look, you know, I mean, when we are in life, living life, we're in it, we're committed to it. You know, we have a vision for it. You move forward in strength, you move forward in desire, and you do your best, you try. And often it's only after a couple of trips or falls, or maybe massive falls and breaks, that you really are able to get to the next step. So the reason that I like to encourage people to have a vision is that you have a place that you're going to. That you have a place that you're shooting for. Now, I do want to clarify, the use of the word vision is big, visionary, to be a visionary, right? Yeah. And so I love to have a big vision. I've always sort of been a visionary. I always see a big vision and a long-term vision. But at this stage of my life, Dr. Pat, and that's why I'm so happy to be talking about this today. I want to talk about your vision for here and now.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. So go ahead.
Well, and that's part of today's show, but it's also a very important part of something we also need to understand from your perspective and the work you do, so that we can plan how to achieve the things that is so deep in our heart to achieve. Mm. Right?
Yes. Right? Yes, definitely. So, I think many people have had experience with sudden loss, I think that in some way, shape, or form, many people have had experience with sudden loss. And this is our greatest teacher of how important it is to, you know, sort of be now present in this moment and be actively engaged in life as you want it to be. I call this being who you want to be and how you want to be. I don't know if that's clear to you, but to me, I'm like every day I wake up and I say, who do I want to be and how do I want to be today?
Yeah.
And so the vision of who I want to be and how I want to be and the life that I want to live, that is what guides me. I no longer in my younger years, my earlier years, I was very black and white and concrete and type A. And if I didn't, if it didn't happen the way I saw it in my head, that was major failure. Now I'm like, oh, hello, failure. Which I know my friend Debbie is listening and she's laughing because we say, hello, failure. You know, we say, hello, it happened. Something happened. It didn't go exactly as I planned. And we move forward on the way to the vision that we have, the place that we want to go.
But one of the things you said, and I want to really jump back to is each of us may or may not have an exact and precise vision, right? But let's talk for a minute about something we're doing right now, the show, the radio show.
Yeah.
You know, the process of that, I find fascinating. I get to work with a lot of people and so honor wherever someone is in the place they are. But there's something that I get to see from my perspective that maybe others don't see. For example, a vision for their ultimate expansion, success, helping others, right?
Yes.
Tell us about the show for you and the vision for this show. Did you have such a thing?
I totally did. I totally did. But it only came after those failures that you just talked about.
Yeah.
You know, it only came as a result. You know, my vision is simple. It's, you know, my work is about clarity and confidence. And so I have learned and realized that to get more clear, to get more confident, you want to stay in the sort of more simple range. My vision for this show is for people like us who look like us to be having the conversation about having a meaning-filled and purposeful second half of life, and to have people take responsibility. You're going to hear me say that a lot on my show. Take responsibility for your life. That's as mature people, you know, who we want to be and what the opportunity is that we have. So that my vision for the show is these conversations. Now, I'm so excited. Later, we're going to bring on a guest who had her own little journey, a singer-songwriter, talk about starting out in the wrong place for herself and finding herself again. And we'll talk about that in a second. But that's the perfect example of what I'm talking about. My vision for this show is to bring on people like our next guest and to have conversations with you and to roll it out. I just did a Facebook Live on my own Facebook page. I'm there all the time. Find me on my Facebook page. I do mini workshops. And I talked about this. I talked about, you know, what it is that I want to see for this show. So I'm glad that you asked. And we are living my vision in this moment, Dr. Pat. And I want to say thank you for that.
Yeah, it's very cool, isn't it? Right. You know, there are three things I love. I so love working with you. And many people think, Susan, I just want to point this out. A lot of folks have an experience of radio and being on a network where one day somebody calls them, they get an idea, and then they show up for a show. Mm. We actually don't operate like that for two reasons. And I don't know if I told you this. One, we have an absolute obligation to present our listeners with the best of the best. That's number one. Number two, I have learned and have stepped in so many potholes in 15 years and pretty much didn't get help from many of the networks I'm on. And if there is something I could help someone really step beyond or think about, all of us here do it. Why is that? I don't have a good reason. I just know we're called to do it. So I want to ask you, how do we access that I'm just called to do it thing, Susan,
Yes.
Even in the second part of our life. And how do we convert that into vision?
So I'm so glad. One of the ways we do that is thinking more. I'm big on thinking more. I already talked about taking responsibility for ourselves, thinking more. And then I want to encourage people to write. To answer your question, I want to encourage people to write. W-R-I-T-E. Write, 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 write. This is one of the ways that we begin to move these thoughts and ideas and really deep desires into something that's more concrete and black and white. And then I want to, number three would be to talk to other people about it. Talk to other people. Find people who get you. Find people who hear you, who see you, and really have your best interests at mind. I have some friends who have been listening to me. You know, you're right. Do we prepare for this radio show? On my Facebook Live, I showed my notes, Dr. Pat. You know, the prolific notes. We're prepared because we respect our listeners, right? But the way that we do that is to engage with others, share what's on our minds, share what it is that we want to do, seek feedback, elicit help from people. All of these are ways to really begin to turn that idea into vision. Go.
Oh, I got to ask you. I got to talk to you about this. Now, I know that we're getting ready to go to a break and we've got somebody special coming on. But there's something important that I know you help people with. You really help people step beyond the limitation of what they think their second half of their life is. I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
But there's something really cool about what you said, and I'm hoping we're going to get to it today. Sometimes other people have a vision for us that may or may not be like our vision. You and I went through that where I saw a vision for you in a certain way, but then we open up a dialogue, we sit with it, we pray about it, and the real vision shows up, right?
Yep.
Okay. So here's the deal, right? Here's one thing I want to point to, and then we'll go to break and talk about it when we come back. I can name at least 30 publicists, publishers, PR people that know me or Linda have a vision for me writing a book.
Mm-hmm.
They not only have a vision, they absolutely, one of them recently said, if you're not going to write the book for you, I'm going to write the book for you. I'm going to hire somebody to write the book for you. So there's this vision of me sharing my story.
Mm-hmm.
I am now facing myself today as to why I'm not doing it. Because you and I know in the world I live in, I could record the book over a weekend.
Right.
And it be done.
Right.
But just because somebody else has got a vision, you may not have it for yourself. Now, here's the flip side of this that I want you to talk about when we come back. I have a vision and you're living it. To create something that doesn't exist in the world of broadcasting, which will be done with this summer. And somebody said to me, why? Why do you want to do that? Why don't you just retire in Hawaii, girlfriend? And why are you up at 1 a.m, which we were up last night, with our technical team from Germany and India? Why are you doing that? You don't have to do that, Pat. I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to go to break. I'm not alone.
No.
You're going to help us today secure the absolute sacredness of our personal vision. And the work you do in honoring people, I got to tell you, Susan Axelrod, you are pivotal in the world we live in today. Because I'll tell you what, our population is not getting any younger and we are bored to tears. We'll be right back.
Yes. Okay.
Bored.
I won't make it past 27, she said, with a guitar in her hand and a song in her head. I won't make it past
36. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer.
call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
A word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
With a guitar in her hand and a song in her head, I won't make it past 36, she said.
With a baby. I love Susan Axelrod.
Thank you.
I don't know if you caught this either coming back on Facebook Live or earlier on the show, but Susan just said to me, I just want to tell you, Dr. Pat, you are in resistance. Did you know that? And I'm like, you think?
All right.
Susan, before we jump in, because this is really super important, right? This is more than just about a vision. This is about taking a vision and turning it into a thing. But how can people find out about you? How can they work with you? We also have got some great giveaways today. And then please introduce our fabulous guest.
Yes, thank you so much. I can be found on my website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. Talk about vision. That is why that is the name of my website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. I can also be found on Facebook at Susan Axelrod. Just find me. I'm there all the time, and I would love to see you. Today, I am absolutely delighted to introduce our guest, singer-songwriter Samantha Stevenson of Frenchie and the Punk. Samantha and I go back, let's say decades, but the time exactly shall remain nameless. And
Are you kidding me? Did you just say that?
I did.
On the last hour, I just pointed to the most influential person in my life was Linda, my producer, that I met in 1972.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
I don't think you were even born yet. But
we were. We were. Well, it wasn't quite that long ago. Okay. But it was actually Samantha's sister, Natasha, who's listening. Hi, Natasha, who's listening today, who sent me Samantha's new single, the song called Sing. I was in my car. And I clicked on the song and I listened to it. I have to be honest, you know, sometimes our sisters love us the most, and I wasn't exactly sure how this was going to go or how it was going to be. And I found myself absolutely, completely enthralled, engrossed in this song. And the only reason that I did not sob was because I was going somewhere. I was literally on my way somewhere. But later on, it really let loose. Samantha, I want to welcome you to Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod and Dr. Pat.
Yay!
Hi, you guys. Thank you for
having me. Hi. What I'd like to do now is ask Benny to play us just the first 2 minutes of this song so our listeners can really get a sense of what I'm talking about.
I won't make it past 27, she said.
I love this.
Isn't that great?
I love it. So can I add my verse to the song? Would I be offending? Would I be offending you?
Well, Samantha doesn't really know you, but go right ahead.
Okay. All right. So I love that song. I mean, every word that I heard, I don't know about you, Susan, but did you reflect back on that time in your life?
Every age.
Weren't you taken there?
Yes.
Like, right, when you heard like the 27, right? Weren't you like taken literally back emotionally?
Yeah.
Weren't you transported?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I know.
I'm going to turn it over to you, Samantha. Unbelievable.
It's interesting because listening to you guys talk earlier about vision and then hearing the song after hearing you guys talk about that, you can almost say that the word song or it is vision. You know, with a song in her head, it's the vision. It's the vision you have for your life.
It absolutely is. And that's why, actually, when Dr. Pat earlier talked about, you know, securing the sacredness of your own vision, that is what is so precious about this that I loved. And I really feel that, A, I know your story a little bit. Samantha, I'm going to ask you to share it now. And mm-hmm. B, but that's why I love this song. I called it the anthem for people in midlife. I mean, I had the same experience. So Samantha, just share with us, you know, your own experience of how you came to become a singer-songwriter.
Well, I didn't ever think I would be a singer. It wasn't really something I was going towards. But as a young person, even as a child, I just wanted to lead a creative life. Mm. That was vision. I didn't really think about it as a vision, but it was my vision. I wanted to lead a creative life. That was in my soul. That was in my heart. And all the years that went by when I was doing things that didn't meet or on that track of what my vision was it was spirit killing, it was soul crushing, it was a life that didn't resonate with who I was as a person. Mm. So, you know, in the 20s, you know, this idea, your early 20s, you have this, you know, what you think your life will be, what you want it to be, and then you hit this certain age and it's kind of like, okay, I'm in my 30s and like all of a sudden there's all these responsibilities, you know, that you're being flooded with responsibilities. And then in your 40s, at 45, it's like you're looking back and you're just kind of sitting back and thinking, where did it go?
Where did it go? Yeah.
And then in the 50s, it's kind of like five, change. You know, the number five changes, crossroads. Where am I? Where's my path now? What was I doing before? What was I thinking in my early 20s that I was going to do that I never went towards? Never, you know, I denied myself those things that were so important to me. And then that time in the 50s is so important, because that crossroads is what are you going to do? Are you going to start taking those steps? Did you start earlier and you didn't realize you were taking some small steps? Because if you don't, in your 60s, you're going to be angry, resentful. And this is the time. This is the time.
And that's what Dr. Pat was talking about before. When others have a vision for us, I find this in my coaching all the time. That's what partly why I evolved into clarity coaching. Just asking questions. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? And so that really, what I love about this, I love the melody. I love the tune. I love the lyrics. But that's really what I love the most, is that it gives you that opportunity to self-reflect and really take back whatever time you're in. If you're listening to us right now, whatever time you're in, whatever year of life you're in, it's your year, it's your time, and you have the opportunity. You have that song in you, you have that vision in you, and you have the opportunity, I call it responsibility, to do something about it. So Samantha, tell us one little thumbnail on, you know, what I call the boardroom to the music room. you were working in, was it advertising?
Yes. So, like I said, all I wanted to do was a creative life. I had done dance. I had done some music, but it was just sort of things on the side. But I had a lot of fear surrounding doing something creative in my life, because I was told as a young person that I would be poor for the rest of my life if I did something.
Oh, amen, sister. hallelujah for that one.
That's the problem. And I always say that fear is the great motivator to do the wrong thing. So I instead of going to art school, which was what was in my heart to do, I went to business school. So I got an MBA, which was completely not in my spirit nature to do, even though I was able to do it. I'm very mathematical. I was good in math and sciences. And so I got my MBA, and I was working in advertising and in PR. And I was at a job in New York City in a PR agency. And I had developed this belief that because I was good in math and sciences, that I couldn't possibly be an artist. And I don't know where this must be a cultural belief, perhaps, or something who knows. Mm. I was in this PR firm. I was doing an article on Paul Gauguin, because the PR firm was for the French West Indies. And I learned that he was a stockbroker, and he gave everything up and became a painter. Mm. And in that moment, and I remember this so clearly, in that moment, that belief was shattered. Belief that was holding me, that, oh, you can't be an artist because, first of all, you'll be poor for the rest of your life. And anyway, you're good at math and sciences, so artists aren't. I don't know why I would think that. But that was shattered. And it was like an explosion of emotion, to the point where I was actually like tearfully crying on my boss's shoulder with my mascara running on his beautifully, you know, white shirt. A very eureka, you know, moment of like, oh, I have to do something. This makes sense.
That's incredible.
I'm denying myself something I should not be denying myself.
Right. I don't know if you were listening. You were listening before when Dr. Pat just said she's working on something that's completely out of the box. Dr. Pat's smiling. I wondered if you made that connection just now. She said, you know, the vision, you know, it shattered. You know, you're doing something that nobody else can see, but that's, nobody else needs to approve that, you know?
No. Yeah. What I love about what you both are talking about, and I think we'll go ahead and skip the break here because I want to continue with this, is that I don't even, Susan, know how to explain what we're building. That's why I have Jessica, mm-hmm. right? Carter and Kat, because they are able to break down this thing that has to do from my business card on the back of my business card back in 2003. And I just want to say, back in 2003, I had on the back of my crust busting card, that I wanted to reach a million people and help them live life full out. I dial the wrong phone number, and all of a sudden, I'm told that I'm on the largest, at the time, digital radio network in the world. Now, that led to a whole series of things. But Susan, we're talking about vision. That vision has never changed. Mm. But now for us, we are helping others reach millions of people. And so we don't think about what we're building from a broadcast perspective, because it's not about media and broadcasting. It's about creating a way for more people in the world could hear this show so that they too will take the yes in the yes column of living what they're called to live. That's exactly, Samantha, that's why we're talking, the three of us today, isn't it?
Right. And Samantha, it sounds like you took that yes, but I'm glad that you were, you know, like aware that you saw it, you were aware, and that you were able to take that yes. And that's a question that I would like to ask you, is how did that transition into something that you really wanted to be doing go? And what were there any challenges?
Yes, there were challenges. I basically decided that I was going to commit myself to that thing that I wanted to do to lead that creative life. So I actually, even though I had an MBA and all this kind of stuff, I quit everything. I started temping. So I would just be taken, you know, put into an environment, you know, for a week or two. And then I was taking art classes at the Art Students League on the side. So I was actively making a commitment to that life. And I think that's very important to take steps, because we can be in our minds thinking, I want this, I want that, what can I do? But until the moment we actually take a step and actually do something about it, and it doesn't have to be a huge step, it could be a small, that's what starts to bring the magic into your life. Because when you make that commitment, whatever it is that you want to call it, universe, love, God, whatever, conspires to make things come into your path. So taking that step is huge, even if it's a tiny step. Surrounding yourself with people who believe in what you're doing, or who aren't naysaying you and saying, oh, you're crazy to do that, or, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, there's surrounding yourself with people who aren't naysaying you, while also Dr. Pat makes reference to Linda, and I don't really know Linda that well, but I know her enough to know that she's not yes-saying either, you know, just yesing someone. So that Pat's going, no, she's not yesing me. Mm-mm. And so Samantha, that's where you and your partner must have some synergy, you know, in that way. And I want you to talk about Scott and, you know, because having a team behind you, and for everybody listening today, I mentioned it earlier, you know, Dr. Pat has developed a great team of people with Transformation Talk Radio. It's a big business and there's a team of people involved in this and that. But for most of us, it's just individuals, we don't have our team. And that's what you just, Samantha, I'm going to have to like listen to this recording with my notes, because I'm trying to write notes, but I want to focus on this. I'm going to have to listen to the recording, because this is like a big, big lesson that we're learning today. So Samantha, talk about your partner, Scott. And, you know, I read that about your music, that it's an art form, quote, an art form of sparking the spirit.
Yeah.
I loved that. I loved that quote. So tell us how you and Scott worked together to spark the spirit.
Yeah.
Well, I met Scott after I made that commitment to a creative life. And I don't think I would have met him. I know I wouldn't have met him if I hadn't done that, because we met in an office environment because I was temping. He was my, the person I was working for, because he was in an office environment fueling his music. And he's been doing music since he was 13. If I hadn't made that commitment, I would never have met him. And when I met him, it was fast forward. It was like boom, 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 boom. We just started collaborating on art. We didn't start doing music together until 7 years after, but because I was doing visual arts, I was doing sculpture and painting, and he was doing music solo, and I was working with him for that. But once we started doing music together, and I was actually a percussionist, I didn't start singing and I'm going to reveal an age here. I didn't start singing until I was 40. Okay. So it's important to always feel like it's never too late.
Okay? It's never too late.
You know, no matter when, you know, never too late, never too young, never too old. So for me, singing, I didn't expect to sing. And that's another thing I'd like to point out too. You never know where these things take you.
That's right. That is so right.
Yeah.
I mean, so can I ask a question around this? Mm-hmm. What would you say, because the three of us are here and we're really emphasized, you never know where these things are going to take. I never knew that a dialed wrong phone number, that, by the way, I'm from the Bronx, like, and I didn't hang up. Are you for real on that? You don't know. But at some level, you know. How do we stay focused, or how do we continue to tap in, Samantha, on that feeling within, that knowing feeling, so that we can look fear and failure in the face and say, you know what? You don't live here anymore.
Right. And that's where I talk about being in your body, because a lot of times we're in our heads and we have a lot of voices in our heads. We have parents, we have teachers, we have friends that maybe weren't, you know, saying things for our best interest. We have a lot of stuff going on in here, and that's where all that fear lives. And it's in our, but when we settle into what's real and what's inside of us in our body, and there's all kinds of ways that you can do to get in touch with that. Mm-hmm. That's where you get into the flow and to you are knowing, because you can feel it. Because your mind can trick you, you know, and you never know where you're going. Like your body will tell you if you can tap into that. And the fear thing, I think it's up here. The real fear is that flight or fright thing. That's important. That is in your body. If you need to run, literally, then you run. But all the other fear stuff that we have in our heads, we need, you know, just got to cut that and get into the body and to feel, because then you'll have knowing. Yeah.
I call this, in my book, I call this connecting to self energy. Mm-hmm. That's what I call that. So that's really, you know, and I just had this conversation yesterday about the whole body thing. I mean, I'm totally on board with what you're saying. And Dr. Pat, you know, you ask how do you know? We go back to our earlier conversations. You commit. Well, Samantha used the word commit, but maybe you're learning. See, other people use the word failure. I call it learning, you know, along the way, in the direction of how to make it better and how to be sure and all of those things. But being connected to your self energy is really one of those things where you can just did it too. You just went like this, you know, where you calm down. I mean, people are listening to us. Everybody's not watching, but you know, your body, you know, your hands open up, your shoulders come down, and you have this sense of knowing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say it can be something very simple too, because getting into your body, I mean, literally it's like blood flow, walking. You know how they say walking is so important. You don't have to be exercising, going to the gym or whatever, which is a great thing to do, but it's about being active. We are built to move, you know, and when we move and the blood flows, we are more connected with our physical being. And I think that's an important part of it too.
Yeah, I mean, what you're talking about is so important. That I was talking to Jessica, and what I'm going to do, I have several studios. I want to get a stand-up mic so that I can be standing when I do the shows.
Yes.
Because sitting and having this conversation is really hard. Anybody that's ever seen me on stage say that I can put 10,000 steps in a Fitbit faster than anybody, because that's me. And I want to talk about this when we come back, but we're going to take a short break. The other thing I want to do is I want to give a few things away.
Yes.
I'd like to start out of the gate by giving a copy of the CD away. Loving it. We're going to do that, and then we're going to go to break. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-9 what's the number, Benny? 930-2819.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. Woo! Well, I had a moment. When we come back, we're going to be looking at the thing. And the thing that I call the thing is the reminder of how we move forward. But even if you don't know, I want you guys to call Susan Axelrod. Susan, what's the best way for people to find out about you and to really talk with you about how in the heck they're going to help themselves now? What's the best way?
The best way is to find me on my website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. My phone number is there. My contact information is all over the website, and there's a form to fill in, and I would look forward to speaking with you.
All right. Again, 1-800-930-2819. Give a copy of CD, then we got something else special to give away. We'll be right back.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit EnterTheLightLLC.com.
Wow. Welcome back, everybody. This is so cool. I am so thrilled. I just love what Susan is putting together, way she lives her life, what she believes and stands for, and how Susan Axelrod shows up so that all of us can not just take a look at the second half of our life, but honor it, be part of it, look at the vision, but also look at the brilliance and the beauty of what we can be, regardless of where we are. Again, copy of the CD we're giving away. And also, we have a copy of the book. Susan, tell us about the book. We're going to give a copy away right now, 1-800-930-2819. And then please let folks know, both of you, how people can find out more about you.
Okay. I'll go first because I love talking about my book. I'm showing it on screen for our radio listeners. My book is called Your Job is to Be, and it's filled with this kind of material. But you can see it's a very little book, and that's intentional. It's a little book with short chapters that are thought-provoking information. It's called an anthology to inspire soul connection. Each chapter is followed by a page for writing contemplation. If you heard me earlier in the radio show, I said write. And so I've given you an actual little book. It's like a little book journal for you to write. So I gave you my website, whatwillyourlegacybe.com. And I really want to encourage you to find me and like me on Facebook. It's just my personal Facebook page. I've got lots of videos there. So Samantha, please tell us the name of your CD and tell us where we can find you.
Yes. So the song Sing is the single off of Hooray Beret, which is this the CD right here.
And that we're giving away today.
Yes. And a lot of my themes lyrically are about finding your voice and finding your true path. So that's a very strong theme in our music and sparking the spirit. And you can find us at our website, frenchyinthepunk.com. That's Frenchy with a Y. And we're all over the place and Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, you know.
Can you please just tell me where Frenchy and the Punk came from?
Well, moi, je suis française. I am French. I was born in France and my mother's French. My sister was, you know, I'm half French and half British. My sister was born in England. I was born in France. Mm-hmm. So it was actually kind of like a nickname, I guess, you know, when we started playing music. It wasn't our original band name. And Scott used to play punk rock in the explosion of the 80s of the hardcore punk scene. So, so it's just kind of a fun, you know, Frenching the Punk.
Perfect.
I love Excellent. It. And by the way, the dynamic duo that you mentioned before, yeah. Samantha, congratulations. Top 25 on Yahoo. I mean, yeah. That's a big deal. The other thing is... I want to just thank Anne on Facebook Live, you know, is talking about the fact that she likes that the book ignites you to write. And so, you know, we've got these great, we have the best listeners on the planet.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Yeah. Okay. Look, here we are. We're talking about vision, but we're also talking about vision in action as well. And so let us talk about how we look at ourselves as we move forward in the process, Susan, of self-discovery, and how do we move that self-discovery in the work that you do to self-mastery?
Okay. I am all about self-mastery. I've done a lot of research on self-mastery in business. It's written about a lot in business, self-mastery, self-leadership. And I talk about this as something that we can apply to ourselves, to be masters of ourselves, especially at this time in our lives. I mean, okay, you know, when you were younger, you had a lot of responsibilities to other people in your lives, maybe your work, maybe your family, whatever. But now it's our opportunity to become self-masters by being self-leaders. And one of the tools that I use for this is visualization. So Dr. Pat's talking to us about some big thing. I don't know what she's talking about. I can't wait to hear about it. But whatever it is, there's a vision for it. And there's been visualization to visualize what it will be. This is a part of all of my work. I encourage people. I walk people through real time. I call it technicolor visualizations. Just dream on, people. Just dream. Just imagine what it is. And instead of bringing on these blocks and, you know, restraints around yourself, like we felt maybe when we were a little bit younger, now is the time where you break out. You heard Samantha use the word shattered, right? You break out and visualize and then give yourself permission to see the, you know, visualize what it is that you want, Maybe.
And you know, what you're talking about is so important, because one of our Facebook folks, Carter, they're saying, hey, you guys put the contact information on Facebook Live, because what you're talking about, Susan, is that people are fired up about this. And so let's get some information up there on Facebook Live, as well as we're giving it out. But what you're talking about, and I can't keep up with the comments. So Anne is talking to what you're saying, Susan. So she's got a question and a comment. So I hope you cover it. She says, it can take a lifetime for self-discovery and self-mastery. And what I want to say is it can, but it doesn't have to.
Right.
And so can you talk about that in the context of what you're saying, to say how we have to approach this thing in pieces? Maybe?
Yes. Yes. So what I talk about is start here and now. I mean, I really appreciate that, Anne. I really appreciate that comment, because while I, as I mentioned earlier, you know, there's this whole big visionary thing, I'm talking about starting here and now with who I am now and who I want to be. And so really, it actually does take a little bit of constricting. It actually does take some responsibility to self-reflect, to explore. And that's why I have in my book, I have each, the writing pages started with the word contemplate. And so if we allow ourselves to say, well, it takes a lifetime to become, you know, to get to self-mastery, okay, that's fine. It's not that I disagree with that, but that means that that's a long time from now. And I'm just talking about really sitting in it, stepping in it, being in it right here and now. What is the best you want to be? And that's what I'm talking about mastering. That's what I'm talking about, leading yourself in that direction. Leading yourself to be that person. So Samantha, this must resonate with you as a musician and as a singer.
Absolutely. And I like that you talk about responsibility, because I believe very strongly that we have one responsibility when we are born into this life, and that is to find our joy. Because when we tap into that, or our spirit or our soul or whatever that is, when we tap into that, we become happier people, and it spills over and makes a better world. Because the hatred and the resentments and the people being offended so easily, all this negativity is because people aren't happy with who they are. And that's the one responsibility everybody has when they come into this world, is find that thing that brings you joy and do it. Don't deny it to yourself, because you are affecting the world as a whole.
You know? That is so important. It was actually the start of my journey. I don't even know if Samantha actually knows this, but it was that I had to admit to myself that I really certainly was nowhere near joy. I wasn't even at happy. And I really just wanted to feel better than this. And so, you know, Samantha, I want to acknowledge, sometimes when we use the word joy, it's actually a negative trigger for some people, because they don't know what joy is. And so one of the reasons I didn't know, actually, when I said I wanted to have you as a guest and I wanted to play this song, how much Dr. Pat loves music. But Linda did tell me how much Dr. Pat loves music. And that's not a surprise to me, because she's a joyful person, because music can bring you joy. I've been playing your song like nonstop and dancing, you know, having a great time.
I know.
Isn't it? And go ahead.
But part of this too is the work that you're doing, but also the upcoming shows that we're getting ready to do. And today is a beautiful, beautiful, what I like to call validation for people that are thinking, right? I mean, Anne commented on Facebook. She says, yeah, it took a long time to get there, but she says, I've arrived. And that's the message for today. I want to thank you both for today. And I know there's so much more to talk about, but can we please, personal message, and please give out your website. Susan, do you want to start?
Yes, Samantha, I want to thank you so much for being, you know, here today. This is so fun and so amazing. I'm totally going to follow you. I know you're on tour. You're going to talk about that in a second. And I'm a new fan. So my website is whatwillyourlegacybe.com. And this URL in and of itself is something for you to consider. Whatwillyourlegacybe.com. And then please find me on Facebook. Anne, whoever you are, I can't wait to see you on Facebook. Please like me. I'm at Susan Axelrod. It's my personal Facebook page. I'm there all the time hanging out. Samantha, go ahead.
So they can find us at frenchinthepunk.com. That's Frenchie with a Y. We're also on Facebook with Frenchie the Punk. And we have personal pages too. We are on tour all the time. This is what we do. We travel around, we play our music at different events and different venues. So that's all on the website. You can hear our music on all kinds of platforms, whatever platform you use, you know, the Spotify, Pandora, iTunes or whatever. And batfrogs.com is our store. So you can find stuff to buy there.
You've been listening to Discovering You Again Radio with Susan Axelrod on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in, and be sure to catch us next month on the fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as Susan Axelrod helps answer that burning middle-aged question, what now? Get ready to dive in and be radiant in your skin. Connect to a dialogue of fun, encouragement, and new ways to tackle your future. For more about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.